GFF. I'm Lauren, the host of the Good Gluten-Free Grub podcast. Living with celiac disease has required constant adapting, and I am here to share how I live and love my gluten-free life and how you can too. I'm excited to be your new gluten-free friend. Thanks for being here and enjoy the show. Welcome back, gluten-free friends. I have a fun episode for you guys today, and I posted on my Instagram stories last Sunday because my husband had said to me, if you didn't have any restrictions, like if celiac, dairy-free, soy-free, diabetes, like if none of these things were a factor, like what would you want to eat right now? And it took me a while to think about it, but my original answer when he answered me was like a fresh, hot out of the oven, cream cheese icing cinnamon roll. And so I posted on my Instagram stories and I asked you guys what you would have if there was no restrictions involved whatsoever and you could just eat anything right now in this moment, what would it be? And I had so many fun submissions and I'm going to read some of them today, but then also give dupes and swaps for those items. So if you are listening and you resonate with one of these items, I'm going to try to give you the best dupe that I have had for that item. So it's funny because I genuinely love the gluten-free cinnamon rolls that I make and or buy from a local gluten-free business here called Rustic Scoop. I have used Janae from Clean Monday Meals recipe and I've added my own sourdough starter and I have made my own cinnamon rolls and I've made them gluten-free, dairy-free, and I genuinely feel like they're amazing. And so after that answer, I was like, okay, maybe this isn't my answer. Like maybe it's something else. So then I started thinking about it. And if I didn't have any dietary restrictions, I came up with my final answer. And probably only the Utah people will get this because it is a Utah ice cream chain. But there is an ice cream diner place called Leatherby's. And I grew up eating here on special occasions with my family. And it was like, it was a very special place. And when I moved out of the house when I was 17 and I moved up to where I live now, you know, I was doing like the college thing and just like YOLOing and, you know, just, you know, the freshman 20, just eating whatever the heck I wanted. I ate at Leatherby's all the time. And it was the one thing that I was like, I will get sick for this. I don't care. Because I started eating dairy-free when I was around 16, 17 years old. And for reference, I'm 33 now. So I've been eating dairy-free for a really long time. But Leatherby's was always one of those places where I'm like, I don't care. And I would take like two lactate pills and I would get like the most massive, huge ice cream. Like, you know, you can choose five different scoops and hot fudge and caramel. And like, I don't know, it was just like such a special thing. And so that's what I ended up telling my husband. It would be Leatherby's ice cream with like, it's called something specific, but it's called the sampler. You get to choose five different flavors of massive scoops of ice cream. And like you could drink their hot fudge and their caramel. And it's just like the best thing in the world. And to this day, like everyone in my family still gets to eat it and enjoy it. And like even my husband and my kids, like we went this summer and we took them as like a special treat for them filling out their sticker charts, you know, mom stuff. And I just had to go to the store and buy like a So Delicious ice cream. And like, I ate it next to them and I just like sat there and looked at it and drooled. Not only would I not eat it because it's so much dairy, but like, it's not gluten-free safe. Like nothing in their facility at all is safe. So I would never eat there, but that is it. Leatherby's ice cream sampler sundae. We're going to take a quick ad break here from a new 100% gluten-free restaurant that is opening up in Provo, Utah called Locals. Hey Provo, brace yourself for a brunch revolution at Locals. Sick of the eye rolls when you ask about gluten-free options? We get it. No more settling for just have the eggs or we have sides that are gluten-free or salads. Locals, your new brunch spot where the good vibes meet even better eats. We're expanding the brunch game by serving up fresh, affordable, and exclusive dishes right here in the heart of Utah. From fresh cinnamon rolls to donuts to eggs benedict and breakfast pizzas and much more, we have something for everyone. It's not just about business, it's about passion for food, community, and making gluten-free dining easy. Swing by Locals for a vibe that feels like home and the eats hit the spot. Because here, we are beyond just eggs and salads. Locals, where gluten-free is flavor and not compromise. You can follow them on Instagram and Facebook at Locals Provo. That's LOCALSPROVO. And this is located at 296 North University Avenue in Provo. And they're opening February 2nd. So be sure to check them out and come enjoy a delicious brunch in Provo, Utah. Okay, so let's get into your guys's. Some of these are making me laugh. Okay, I would say one of the most common responses was Krispy Kreme donuts. And I don't get this, which is okay. Like, it's fine because I have found a really awesome gluten-free dupe for donuts. But I get the warm, fresh, melt-in-your-mouth donuts, 100%. I just was never a Krispy Kreme gal before my celiac diagnosis. So those of you who were, here are some awesome, like, dupes for Krispy Kreme. One, if you live here in Utah, Bismarck Donuts, they offer gluten-free, like they have a dedicated space for their dough and a fryer for making fresh made-to-order donuts. And they do, because they're fresh made-to-order, they are like hot and ready the same way that a Krispy Kreme donut is. And they are like yeast risen fried donuts. So local to Utah, go to Orem, go to Bismarck Donuts and get their donuts. Okay. For those of you who don't live here, I actually really like Katz glazed donuts. Now, they come in the frozen section, so you would want to thaw them. And even after thawing them, even pop it in the mic for, you know, maybe 8 to 10 seconds. So try that out. Try out the Katz glazed donuts. And you can also, you know, try recipe testing your own, making your own donuts. But the secret to the best donut is it being fried. Like, there are so many great donuts out there that are baked and they're delicious, but nothing compares to a fried donut. You know, we just love the grease. But yeah, I would recommend just the Katz glazed donuts if you're looking for something simple and something that would taste similar that is gluten-free that you can pretty much buy at any grocery store in the freezer section is the Katz gluten-free glazed donuts. A lot of people put the Costco pizza, just like a slice of Costco pizza, which honestly I have not been able to find something as good as that unless you're in Italy. And even then, like, I don't think that anything can really compare to a Costco pizza because it's obviously like so chucked full of like preservatives and junk and sugar and like it's so greasy and so everything that, like, you know, nothing can come close to it. So I don't have a dupe for that. But here are the pizzas that I like. So we buy the pizza crust from Collie Power. We like it because it's like just a plain crust and you can add whatever you want to it and make your own type of pizza. So those are one of the things that we keep in our fridge or in our freezer all the time because our girls will eat just a plain cheese pizza off that. We can add whatever we want to a plain crust. We could do a pesto pizza if we wanted, or we could do, you know, half whatever, like it's just a great pizza to have if you're looking for just a plain crust. If you're local to Utah, I'm so sorry. There's going to be a lot of things that are local to Utah. So I apologize to those of you who aren't in Utah. But Mrs. Hewitt's does par baked pizza crusts and you can buy them in her store, downtown Salt Lake, not downtown, like South Salt Lake. And we really like her pizza crust because it's par baked. All you have to do is, you know, add the sauce, add your toppings and bake it like a normal frozen pizza. So that's a really great option. If you are local to Utah, I would 100% recommend that pizza. And then if you're just looking to like have just like, you know, like a greasy crap, like bad for you pizza, like get the freschetta gluten-free pizza or the DiGiorno pizza. Now the DiGiorno gluten-free pizza, I think they recently changed their recipe. It used to have wheat starch in it, but I'm pretty sure that they changed their recipe. So now there's actually no wheat in it. But if you're just looking for like a frozen pizza, you're looking for the nostalgia of just like a frozen pizza, freschetta or DiGiorno are the way to go. Okay. Let's see here. Lots of people wrote in saying croissants. They would love a chocolate croissant or a toasted croissant with jam, croissant with some red vines. I know that Celeste from Life After Wheat, which I have an episode with her recorded already that is coming up in February. So stay tuned for that. She has a recipe on her blog and in her cookbook, I believe, on how to make fresh, from scratch, light, fluffy croissants. So if you're a daring person who wants to experiment in the kitchen and bake your own, I would check out Celeste. Her Instagram account is called @lifeafterwheat. She has a great recipe on there. But if you can't, obviously, if you don't want to do that, then you can hop on a plane. You could go to either San Francisco and you could go to Mariposa Bakery. And you could get a croissant there. I've had a croissant there and it is great. The best croissant I've ever had is in Rome, in Italy. And I had a couple croissants there and all of them were amazing. So, you know, just hop on a plane and go to Rome and get yourself a croissant. Put that on your bucket list. If you ever want to really enjoy an incredible dining experience, trip, see a beautiful country, go to Italy. Make sure you go to Rome. There's lots of great places to eat in Rome that are dedicated gluten-free that have great croissants and pastries and baguettes and all that good stuff. Let's see here. Donuts. Another person mentioned donuts. There's a lot of good donuts. Oh, I even like going back to the donut thing at Sprouts. I've seen them at Sprouts, but I know that you can order them online as well. Is Freedom Donuts. And theirs are top allergen free as well as Cats. Those are both also top allergen free. But the ones that are at Sprouts, they're like over by the bakery section where all the bread is. And they're kind of on the like the middle shelves. And you can get donuts, mini donuts there. But if you order online from Freedom, you can order full size donuts. So that's a great option if you're looking for like a store bought donut. Okay. Somebody said homemade egg rolls. Now, I am going to put a plug in here for Feel Good Foods. Feel Good Foods or Real Good Foods? Shoot, now I got to double check. The Loopy Whisk. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. Yes, the Loopy Whisk. Okay. She has a recipe for cinnamon rolls that lots of people messaged and said that they love her recipe. A lot of people messaged and said they love Janae's from Clean Monday Meals. That's the recipe that I have used. If you are local to Utah, you can order our like frozen cinnamon rolls from Rustic Scoop. That's at Rustic Scoop. She is who I've used for cinnamon rolls for the last two Christmases because it's just so much easier to order from someone else, especially when you're already doing so much baking around the holidays for yourself. And then another person wrote in and suggested, what was the other one? I'm trying to think what it was. Now I can't off the top of my head. I'm going to find it because I want to give you the resource. Oh, if you're also local to Utah, Ambrosial's Bakery in Provo, she also has take and bake cinnamon rolls that you can get there as well. Okay, two more cinnamon roll resources here for you. This is the other one that was also highly DM'd to me, and it's from Meaningful Eats. She has a gluten-free cinnamon roll recipe as well. And then the last one was from Gluten-Free on a Shoestring, her recipe on her blog as well. So lots of resources available to you if you are interested in trying to bake cinnamon rolls yourself. I have only ever made the recipe from Clean Monday Meals, and I found it to be very easy. And I had a really great experience. They turned out great. My gluten eating family even loved them. So there's just a plug for that. Those are the only ones I've ever ventured out to make myself. Okay. Somebody said that they wish they could have a churro from Disneyland. This is a controversial topic and it's kind of a hot take, but I don't think that like Disneyland's churros are like anything to write home about. Like I would much rather have a fresh fried made to order churro than Disneyland's churro because they've just been frozen and then thawed and then like popped through like a heater and then tossed in cinnamon and sugar and then whatever specialty thing that they do at Disneyland. I personally like have made my own from scratch churros. And I have used for several years a company called Chuhu's Churros. They are Utah based, but they ship nationwide. So they are churro kits. So you purchase a kit and it comes with an instruction label, the amount of flour that you need, like the mix, the blend for making your pastry dough, your puff, your whatever the pastry is to make churros, so your cinnamon and sugar mix, a piping bag, and a piping tip. So it's a kit that comes to you like already. You don't have to buy anything else. You just buy the kit and you can pipe and make your own fresh churros and fry them. That's Chew Who's Churros. That's Chuhos, Chew Who's Churros. They're on Instagram. And like I said, they ship nationwide. I have made them several times. And they have come to the Gluten-Free Expo here in Utah. So I've like tried them like fresh to order, as well as the girl who owns the company, she has come to one of my events and she's brought fresh made churros. So I personally think those are better than a Disneyland churro. So if you want to try to make your own churros and you have oil to fry or you have a deep fryer, I've tried making them in an air fryer and they're just not as good. So you got to have the real thing. You got to have the real oil. You got to get it nice and greasy and deep fried to really make it delish. Okay. Another person wrote in, said like all the real dairy, like real cheese, real pizza, real ice cream, real Alfredo. And yes, oh, I feel that to my core, sister. And seriously, like, that's why I ended up changing my mind about the what I wanted to eat, because it's been the dairy thing that's been, that is actually hard. And you guys know, occasionally I will eat dairy, but I'll take a lactate pill and then I'll take like a Hilma supplement. And then sometimes I'll take a digestive enzyme and sometimes I'll take a, like I'll take several things to try to help my tummy digest dairy, because it just doesn't, dairy just does not love me. Even though I love it deeply. So my heart goes out to you, whoever wrote that in. Okay, let's see. Okay, somebody wrote in and said Chick-fil-A's breaded nuggets. I haven't had Chick-fil-A's breaded nuggets in so long that I don't even remember what they taste like, but I do know that Janae from Clean Monday Meals has a recipe on her page. If you scroll through her page and you see like chicken nuggets kind of on a plate with some sauce, the recipe is in the caption, which is really nice. And that's one thing I love about Janae's pages. Everything that she makes, she puts in the caption in the recipe. She puts the recipe and the instructions in her caption. So you never have to go to a blog or you never have to like search for the recipe, because it's always there. So that is a great dupe for the breaded chicken nuggets, is her recipe. I know that Real Good Foods has recently made like some breaded chicken strips that have kind of gone throughout Costco's. I have yet to try them, so I can't vouch for them. I don't know if they're good or not. Let's see here. Somebody said Kentucky Fried Chicken's fried chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw and roll with honey. I immediately just got saliva in my mouth because of the thought of those biscuits with the honey and the honey butter on top. Haven't had that since high school. I don't have a rest. I don't have a dupe for that you can just like, you know, buy. I think that's pretty hard, but I do know that there are lots of great companies who have like drop biscuit recipes, or like Gluten-Free Heaven. I'm pretty sure that's the name of the company, GF Heaven or Gluten-Free Heaven. They have like a pancake biscuit mix that has a recipe on the back for like buttermilk biscuits. I know lots of companies who do make mixes have recipes for that. So if you're looking to bake your own, you could try that. You could try the Gluten-Free Heaven recipe. I like Gluten-Free Heaven for a lot of things. I've used them for a handful of different mixes and recipes. Those are great. Okay. Another thing that I had told my husband when he had originally asked me, I was like, ooh, I could go savage on a Costco sized box of Goldfish. Like, oh my gosh, like what is so great about the Costco Goldfish is the free it's the fact that they're so addicting, because they have so much crap in them, but they're so good. Like, you know, you guys know, if you've had Goldfish before, you know, like there's something about them that is so addicting. No wonder our kids are constantly asking us for Goldfish, because they're straight cocaine. They literally are. They're so good. Because it's been a long time since I've had Goldfish, but I do actually remember what they taste like. The only thing that I have found that has come close is the Pops by Simple Mills. The company Simple Mills has made, I think they dropped them last year. They're like little triangle puffed up pop crackers, and they're similar to Goldfish. They're not as greasy or salty or cheesy. AKA all the addicting crap, like, but they're okay. They're a good dupe if you are looking for something like that. Or if your kid's gluten-free and they like want Goldfish, you could start with that and see. I also like the cheddar, like the farmhouse cheddar squares from Simple Mills, as well as a dupe for like Goldfish or what are they called? You know, Cheez-Its. So you can check those out as well. Somebody said, if I didn't have any restrictions, I would eat fettuccine Alfredo. Yum, yum, yum. A fully loaded grilled cheese sandwich. I don't know what you mean by fully loaded, but it sounds delish. A grilled cheese sandwich is my craving and my addiction and my absolute need when I am PMSing. I eat a grilled cheese sandwich once a month. I don't care about the repercussions it's going to cause me from eating dairy because I'm about to start my period anyway, so I'm going to feel like crap. So I indulge in a grilled cheese sandwich once a month. So fun fact about me. Okay, licorice. I had a handful of people say licorice, and I know that Phil Hates Gluten just did like a review. He bought like 20 different types of gluten-free gold licorice, and he did a review and rated them from like worst to best. So you can check out his thoughts on that. But there are two that I really, really love. My number one favorite is from Mom's Place, gluten-free. They ship nationwide as well, and they make like these little dogs. I don't know how to explain it. If you've seen them or you've had them, you know what I'm talking about. But they're like in the shape of like gummy bear size, but they're like little dogs, you know, like the little dogs like off Coraline. Like they're those types of little dogs. I don't even know what that dog is called, like what type of dog that is. But they're shaped like that. And they're about the size of like a gummy bear, maybe a little bit bigger. And they are like red licorice. And they're so good. So if you are looking for a really delicious licorice, I would recommend Mom's Place gluten-free. They are local to Utah as well. They have a location and a storefront in Spanish Fork, Utah, but they also ship nationwide. And then the other one, I actually had at an airport once. I found them at an airport and they were so good. And they are called Wiley Wallaby. I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it. They're the, it's like the very berry licorice. It's, they're also like 1 gram sugar. I don't know. I can't see the back. Let me see if I can see the back of this packaging, but they're like no sugar alcohols, no artificial colors or flavors. They're gluten-free. They're good. Not all the flavors of Wiley Wallaby are gluten-free. Like I'm pretty sure they only make one gluten-free thing. So you might see them like on the shelves and be like, oh, look, it's the Wiley Wallaby licorice. It's probably not gluten-free unless it's that very berry and it says gluten-free on it. So just keep that in mind. I just found them on Amazon, so you can ship a bag of three to yourself for $20. You could save 8% if you buy some. Don't you love this about Amazon? Amazon's like, oh my gosh. $19.99. For the price of these things. But save 8% when you buy $300 worth of products. I'm just desperate to save 8%. I don't know why I found that so funny. Oh, Wiley Wallabies also has a watermelon flavor that's gluten-free. So there you go. I did the research for you, you guys. They have a very berry and they have a watermelon and they are on Amazon. And they're good. I really enjoyed them. I took them on a flight with me once and I really liked them. Okay, there's nothing else on here that I think I had a dupe for. Oh, somebody wrote on here, McDonald's and Wendy's. Sorry, your SOL. There's not many great fast food gluten-free options, so so sorry. A massive salted pretzel with warm nacho cheese. Okay, that sounds delish. I don't know where to find something like that. So if any of you are a listener and you have found something like that, like a warm pretzel, please DM me and let me know and I can share it with the class. I do know that Ambrosial's Bakery in Provo, if you're local to Utah, does do warm big pretzels. She also does like pizza hand pies and sweet and savory hand pies. I just went there this last weekend and we bought like 8 things and just had a nice indulgent Saturday night last weekend and it was amazing. Okay. Well, I think that's everything just know that if you think of something that you're just craving and that you want to know if there's a gluten-free option for it, my DMs are always open and I am more than happy to give you my recommendation or suggestion on a product that I have tried that I like. And you can go to my Instagram highlight bubble called GF Swaps to find all the swaps that I have shared on Instagram in the past. They're all saved in that highlight bubble to get ideas for things that you can buy at the grocery stores. Anyway, I hope you all enjoyed this episode and had a good laugh like me. And we all can have a good cry together knowing that we probably can never, you know, eat gluten ever again, unless there's some miraculous cure for this horrendous disease, celiac disease. Anyway, I'm cheering you on always. And I hope that you have a wonderful, amazing, delicious, gluten-free week. Talk to you later. Bye. Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed the podcast, please leave a rating and a review. I would love to connect with you on my other social media platforms like Instagram and TikTok. My handle is @goodglutenfreegrub.